This afternoon, Jams, inside the 5 o'clock hour on the phone line, as promised, got the good brother Ronnie Cavanaugh on the phone line. How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for making our time for the OG. Appreciate you. So you had cut Patrick Loyola's hair before.
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
Over the past few years.
Wow.
They also bring other African guys in the shop. During the trial, like today, during the trial, it was another guy that was on the stand. I cut his hair, too. He was with Patrick when he got killed. He was the one that was recording.
Okay.
I cut his hair actually Friday, the one that was on the stand today during the trial.
Wow. Wow.
But, yeah, I know him personally. I went to the funeral and everything.
So, Ronnie, you know, tell him what kind of guy he was before we get into the trial. What kind of person was he when he came around you?
For one, I only saw him in the barbershop, but they was very respectful young men. They had kids. They working. They wasn't, you know, in the street or nothing. So,
wow.
You know, they, African people pretty much hang around their people. They go to their parties. Like, you know, they don't be doing nothing for real. They get Americanized a little bit, but
that's
easy. They don't be in the street or nothing, you know?
Right.
Like that.
Right. You know, the trial kicked off today. What are your thoughts on the trial?
My thoughts on the trial is that I felt like it was a language barrier there, and I do feel like Patrick understood. It's just I felt like he kind of panicked a little bit, probably thinking about what black people experience with our encounters with police officers. So I kind of feel like he panicked and, you know, probably also knew about that he had prior warrants or anything, you know, but my thoughts is that still shouldn't have made him get killed from, you know,
right,
the situation that took place. I don't feel like he should have got killed. I felt like when the officer, you know, took his taser out and tried to shoot him with it, I felt like, you know, being so, you know, in close proximity to each other, I felt like it was his instincts to try to protect himself from getting shot with the taser.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what the whole thing about. I don't even feel like he was trying to take the taser from the police officer or anything like that. I just felt like he was trying to protect himself from getting shot.
Right.
But it's very important that black men understand that we must comply with police officers, you know, commands when we're dealing with police officers, and we can't expect, you know, it to turn out, you know, nothing but bad. That's, you know, it seemed like it always happened to us, you know. So, I mean, we got to have a very good understanding that if we, you know, follow commands, that the situation can, you know, be, you know, handled through the courts.
Right. So even if you don't agree. Even if you don't agree, follow.
If you don't agree, follow the police commands. I mean, you know, a lot of us, you know, our people be having stuff going on and fleeing the loo. I ain't finna judge nobody, but I just know that in those situations, you have to think it through and know that the situation can end up worse than what it was when before you got pulled over. So I say pull over, let the police, you know, the police tell you what he got to do. If he don't get out the car, just follow his commands. You know, don't do nothing to, you know, escalate the situations to make it so it get that bad that, you know, something happened to us.
Exactly.
I mean, because it will happen. It will happen. There ain't no use to us to thinking like, damn, why, you know, it'll happen to us if we don't follow commands, to black people especially.
Right.
I mean, it's like we're the only ones that go through this type of, you know, thing for real.
Right. On the phone line, Ronnie Cavanaugh is on the phone line over in Grand Rapids. What is the atmosphere like in Grand Rapids now? I mean, this is national news. I was on a plane coming back to the country. This is big news. What is it like?
I mean, the city paying attention. I mean, you know, I do work in a barbershop atmosphere. We talk about it every day. We felt like it took a long time for this, you know, for the situation to come to us going to trial, but we definitely got our eyes and ears open and paying attention to how this situation, you know, ends. We want, but we hoping for the best.
What are your thoughts? You think the officer will get found guilty?
Man, I don't want to be sitting here telling you that, but I'm praying he get found guilty. From what I saw, I feel like the officer had other means to handle that situation. He didn't have to kill Patrick at all. So to me, he guilty. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, but you know, I understand police officers, they're gonna say we didn't comply, and they gonna say they can use excessive force, you know, to handle a situation. But I don't feel like at no point during that encounter with Patrick, he didn't have to kill him.
Exactly. Right.
That's what I feel like.
Right. Right. Wow. Ronnie Kaplan's on the phone line. Now, tell us about your business, man. You're a barber by trade. You've been doing this for a while. Where are you at? How can people tap in with you?
I've been a barber in Grand Rapids for over 16 years now. Anybody can reach out to me at 231-830-7953. I still have a Muskegon number. And the barbershop I work at is called Cut Creators. I've been with the guys since I had my barber license, and we have a great barbershop that I like to fill in, and we give great cuts, great atmosphere. You, anybody more than welcome. A lot of people reach out and come and get haircuts from, you know, people from home come and get haircuts from me. So it's not like I don't cut people hair from home. It's just I don't cut hair at home. So
right.
Yeah,
right.
They definitely can reach out to me anytime they need a haircut on social media. I'm on
right.
All social media platforms for real.
And Ronnie, other question, man. What, since you talk to a lot of black men, what is the hottest topic? What is the top topic you're hearing from black men?
Well, I can't say that black men talk about politics like that, but I feel like it's very important that we start paying attention more to politics than what we usually do, because, I mean, it's our inaction of not voting. It seems like every time it's time to vote, we got to constantly post on Facebook, make sure you vote, make sure you vote. I need us to make sure we're paying attention to our local politics, which it starts there. You know, politics starts there. What's going on at home, what you could do at home matters more than, I feel like, what the president, Donald Trump, is doing. But it's very important that I feel like we start talking about politics more. And right now, I feel like the biggest subject right now was why did Shedeur Sanders go so late in the draft? So black man probably talking about that more right now. Right. We kind of was upset about that.
Yeah, we was upset.
We felt like he got bamboozled a little bit, you know. But you know, God works in mysterious ways. As long as you remain humble, you know, things gonna happen. It was gonna happen regardless. So right. All you gotta do is show now. You know,
right? Wow.
I just, but
go ahead. I like your content and your friends with my nephew or little Rob, and I would love to get you on radio sometime just to get your opinion, man, and tap in with you. So I saw your post, just got back in the country, and I was like, wow, let me hit Ronnie. So thank you for being available, and I appreciate you. You're a good brother, to heart, good family man. And got nothing but love for you, and I appreciate you, all right? Anything you want to say before we go?
No, I just what I want to say is to you, though, is thank you for always reaching out to me and giving me a chance to speak on your radio platform. And as always, keep doing, you know, what you do, man. We enjoy everything you do with the radio, everything you do with the community, everything you're doing with going out the world, letting us see that, you know, that making me want to go to Africa. See,
yes,
keep
pull
posting
up
them African videos. I'm saying, God damn, this boy out of town every 2-3 days. God damn, but
it was hard to come back.
very inspirational, though, man. Keep doing a thing for us, man. You make us believe that we could achieve anything, man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate
it. So, you know, thank you for, you know, even, you know, calling me and asking me to do this. I'm always available. So I'm going to make sure if you call me and reach out, I'm going to be there. So
thank you. Well, you're my first interview since I got back in the country. So,
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for even thinking about me and giving me the opportunity.
All right. No doubt. Take care. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye. All right, Muskegon, that was Ronnie Cavanaugh over in Grand Rapids. Of course, he's from Muskegon. He's from Muskegon. He's in Muskegon Heights. And great barber and a great perspective. That is what community radio is all about. We want to hear different perspective. I have been trying to find, I know we got some black Republicans out here. Where y'all at? I want to give y'all a platform. I want to hear y'all, what do y'all think about the political world? And Ronnie mentioned that we're not talking about politics enough, and we should be. Where are my black Republicans? I can find my black Democrats. They're easy to find. But where my black conservative at? I want to get your opinion. We don't want to debate you. We want your voice to get out there. We need to talk. We have to talk to each other. So if you're a black Republican, and even if you say you're black, you're claiming black, you're on the black side, you know what I mean? I want to hear from you. PA is back in the building. It's glad to be back at home. This was the longest I was out of the country. Did some kids free trip to Africa stuff over in Ghana and Egypt. Took care of my business with my company in Tanzania. Connected with the ancestors in Nigeria. Went to Togo. Hung out in Kenya. And did I miss a country? Oh, I had to stay tonight in Amsterdam because on my way over there, flight got canceled. So KLM Delta put you up in a nice hotel, and I stayed tonight in Amsterdam. So that was unplanned. So actually, it was like 7 or 8 countries in a span of 40, 45 days. About 10, 12 different hotels, just backpacking, backpacking here and there, and enjoying life and learning and connecting with the culture. And it's glad to be back at home. Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks for the conversation. Going back to more music. It's Afternoon Jams.